الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهات لهم، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل: ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال: من أطاعني دخل الجنة، ومن عصاني فقد أبى، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, from an Islamic perspective, we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, which to a very large extent normally is synonymous with this reminder that according to many of the muarrikhin, the historians, this was the month in which the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam occurred. Interestingly, this is also the month, whereas opinions are divided, majority have attributed this month to being the month of the birth, there is consensus with regards to the demise of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it occurred in this month of Rabiul Awwal. In fact, on the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the 11th year of Hijrah, at about 11 o'clock Chash time on a Monday, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijab from this world. Generally, we tend to associate this month with seerah gatherings, with singing of nazams and naats, etc. The right, the haqq that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys over us, we cannot possibly do justice to even articulating it. The verse of the Quran which I recited in the beginning: An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Allah succinctly summarizes this issue for us. Where literal translation, Allah says that my Nabi, An-Nabi, my Azimus Sham Nabi, whom I have sent to you, Allah says he enjoys a greater right over you than your own life. Greater than your own life, your wealth, your family. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسه وولده وماله. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your iman can never be complete. You are not a believer until I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become more beloved to you than your life and your wealth and your family. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah, in the commentary of this verse, he says logically, what does Allah say? Awla, greater right to your own life, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoys than you yourself enjoy. Why? لِأَنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ تَدْعُونَكُمْ إِلَى الْحَلَاقِ. He said, if you look at your life, what are you doing? Your own nafs, what is it doing? It is calling you. It is enjoining upon you. It is spurring you towards what? Towards destruction. وَمُحَمَّدْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam تَدْعُونَكُمْ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you towards salvation. You yourself are trying to destroy yourself, while my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to save you. This scenery that is depicted in this verse and in the tafsir of Allama Qurtubi is beautifully presented in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where our noble master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama mathali wa mathalu ummati kamathali rajulin istawqada naran faj'ala al-firash wal-dawab yaqa'na fiha wa ana akhidhun bihujazikum 'anil nar wa antum taqahhamuna fiha. O kama qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my example and your example, my ummat. There was a fire. Naturally, what happens? The moths and the butterflies are attracted towards that fire. That fire is not najat for them, it is halak. That fire is not salvation, it is destruction. But the proclivity of their nature is such that what happens? The butterflies and the moths, they start going towards the burning flames. And eventually, they are destroyed. Allah's Rasul ﷺ says, my example, أَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ عَنِ النَّارِ. O my ummah, I have caught you by your waist. I am begging you. I am doing everything within my power. Two stones tied to his Mubarak stomach. Months upon months of hunger and starvation. Family members slaughtered in front of his eyes. He withstood every type of sacrifice and hardship. And what was the goal? Save this ummah that is flying towards Jahannam from Jahannam. أَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ. He said, I'm catching you by your waist. Literal translation. He said, I'm holding you by your waist and I'm pulling you away from Jahannam. وَأَنْتُمْ تَقَحَّمُونَ فِيهَا. And oh my ummah, you are getting away from me and falling into Jahannam. النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. My Nabi enjoys a greater right upon you than your own lives. Beautify your majalis. Beautify your gatherings with the dhikr of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, ما قعد قوم في مقعد لا يذكرون الله ولا يصلون على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا كان عليهم حسرة يوم القيامة. وفي رواية كأنما تفرقوا عن جيفة حمار. He said, no group of people will ever gather, not just in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah, not just on the 12th of Rabiul Awal or in the month of Rabiul Awal. Any time, any group of ummatis gather, that gathering is devoid of the zikr of Allah, of the greatness of Allah, of the majesty of Allah, and that gathering is devoid of the durood and salawat and mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happens? Abu Huraira says, they will regret that gathering on the day of judgment. They will regret that gathering. Become so conscious of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that every time you gather, make the zikr of Allah. Every time you gather, speak about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, كَأَنَّمَا تَفَرَّقُوا عَنْ جِيفَةِ حِمَارِ. My Nabi said, it is as if you were gathered around the stench and the rotting, decaying body and corpse of a donkey. The filth, the stench of a gathering that is devoid of the name of Allah and salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, you will regret that gathering on the day of judgment. Turn this other way around. What is the converse meaning of it? If a gathering is devoid of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is filthy, it is dirty, it is rotting, it is full of decay, it is full of stench. What is the converse meaning of it? When you will remember my Nabi, when you will remember, take the name of Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allama Ibn al-Jawzi in his kitab Bustani mentions, كَأَنَّهُ أَطْيَبُ الطَّيِّبِينَ وَأَطْهَرُ الطَّاهِرِينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the purest amongst you. He is the most pak amongst you. And Sahaba say, when we would sit in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naturally a beautiful fragrance more beautiful than the fragrance of musk would emanate from the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala who says, ma masastu hariran wala dibajan, ma masastu hariran wala dibajan alyan min kaffin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا شَمَمْتُ عَمْبَرًا وَلَا مِسْكًا أَطْيَبْ مِنْ رِيحِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, I never touched any brocade or any silk that was softer than the skin of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said, then I never experienced any musk or any amber or any itar or any perfume that was more fragrant than the natural fragrance that would emanate from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir bin Samuna radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَمَا فَمَسَسْتُ جِلْدَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَهُوَ أَلْيَن فَهُوَ أَلْيَن مِنَ الْبَرْدِ وَهُوَ أَطْيَبُ رَائِحَةً مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. He says, I touched, فَهُوَ أَبْرَدْ مِنَ الْبَرْدِ وَأَطْيَبُ رَائِحَةً مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. He says, I touched the body, the skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I found it to be cooler in a desert climate. He said, I found it to be cooler than ice, cool. The skin naturally was cool. And Jabir bin Samura says, there was a fragrance more beautiful than musk that was emanating from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umme Sulaim, the mother of Anas bin Malik, she mentions an incident. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making qailullah in the home of Anas bin Malik. He's lying down. Desert climate, it's afternoon. Qailullah after zawal. Naturally, perspiration is falling from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi opens his eyes. And what does he notice? He notices that there is a container that has been placed underneath the bed by Umm Sulaim. And as the drops of perspiration are falling, she is collecting it in that container. He says, O Umm Sulaim, what are you doing? She says, Ya Rasulullah, I mix your perspiration with my perfume and my musk because it enhances the beauty and the fragrance of it. Naturally, a gathering, coming back to what Ibn al-Jawzi says in Al-Bustan, he says, أَطْيَبُ الطَّيِّبِينَ أَطْهَرُ الطَّاهِرِينَ. Beautify your majalis and your gatherings with the dhikr of Allah, with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he says, in that gathering, what will happen when you take the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Fail to take his name, it is a dead corpse, it is stench, it is filth. Take his name, and he says that a beautiful tanmu minhu raihatun tayyibatun hatta takhtariqa as-samawati as-sab'a hatta. He says that a beautiful fragrance emanates, cuts through the seven heavens and the seven earths till it reaches the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every creation besides insan and jinnat experiences this beautiful fragrance. And when they experience this beautiful fragrance, they make istighfar, dua of maghfirat for the people in that gathering that have remembered Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are getting dua of the malaika of Allah, of the birds, of the leaves, of the trees, of the sand, of the entire creation of Allah, when you will remember Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very often I mention this. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one nuskha, one prescription. Aashiq Rasool kehna to aasan hai. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say it is very easy. What is true love? What is true love? What is true devotion? Like just now we are going to read Juma Salah. Qibla, Qibla, Qibla for that Salah is Kaabatullah. Face anywhere else, the Salah is rejected. In exactly the same way, Qibla for love and devotion to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Ashabu Muhammad. The companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikhtarahumullah li suhbati nabiihi. Allah chose them. Allah selected them for the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do they say about salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Qala Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the imam of the sahaba, the greatest ummati after Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, the greatest creation of Allah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What does he say? He says, As-salatu ala al-nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tamhu al-khataya أكثر من الماء البارد والسلام عليه أفضل من عتق رقاب. He says salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will wash and wipe away your sins. It will make you clean more than water, more effective than water used to wash your clothes. The salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will cleanse you of sins. Salam on my Nabi is more virtuous than freeing slaves. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, الدعاء والدعاء والصلاة معلق بين السماء والأرض لا يسعد منهما شيء حتى يصلى على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says your dua and your salah will be suspended between the heavens and the earth. Nothing will reach Allah. Nothing will reach Allah until you do not send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Man nasiya salah ala nabi nasiya tariq al jannah. The one who forgot salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forgotten the road to Jannah. He has forgotten the road to Jannah. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She used to say, beautify your gatherings, perfume your gatherings with the salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Wallahi, I take qasam on Allah, Wallahi, lawla ma dhakarahu Allah wa rasuluhu min fadli at-tasbih wa at-tahmid wa at-tahlil wa at-takbir laj'altu kull anfasin min hayati as-salatu ala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, how beautifully he puts it. How beautifully he puts it. He says, I take an oath on Allah, if I had not heard from Allah and his beloved master sallallahu alayhi and his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if my Nabi had not told me of the virtue of subhanallah and alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar and la ilaha illallah, if it were not for the virtue of these four things that I had heard from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I, Ali, take an oath on Allah, every breath of my life I would have devoted to salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Awla an-nasi bi aktharuhum alayya salatan. My Nabi said, closest to me on the day of judgment is the one who will excessively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anoint yourself, acclimatize yourself, connect yourself with every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I mentioned, Qibla for this was Sahaba Ikram. Time is limited. I'm going to mention, elaborate on one incident. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on hijrat. Who is with him? Allahu Akbar. Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Thani athnain, idh huma fil ghar, idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan, inna allaha ma'ana. Abdullah bin Uraiqid, guide, Amir bin Fuhaira, the slave of Abu Bakr. This group of four, where is Medina? One direction. Ghar-e-Sur is in another direction. Ghar-e-Sur is towards Yemen. Medina is in another direction. This was the tarqib. And Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Ghar-e-Sur, they go towards the road of Usfan and then to Qudayd, which is about 100 kilometers from Makkah Mukarramah. It is in the direction of Jeddah. In Qudayd, they come across the tent of a family who's from the Khuza'a clan. Specifically, there was a woman. Her name was Atika. Her father's name was Khalid. She was known, later came to be known in hadith literature as Ma'bad al-Khuza'iyya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Such is the devotion. Abu Bakr, I'm digressing. As he would travel on this particular road, somebody comes across them, points to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a price of 100, some riwayat 200 camels on the head of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr was known, he was famous, he was a trader of Makkah. Who is this person with you? Who is this person with you? One hand, speak the truth. Speak the truth. Speak the truth. Learn the lesson. Kehna ke main aashiq-e rasool aasan hai. But how much of truthfulness we have in us? How much of integrity? This is a question of life and death. Their lives are in peril. Yet what is the response of Abu Bakr? He says, Hadiyun yahdini. This is my guide. Because in those days they would employ a guide. This is my guide. The listener thinks Abu Bakr employed this person to take him on some trade journey. What was the reality? Hadiyun yahdini. This is my source of hidayat and guidance for akhirat. In fact, up till today, Nafaq-e Hadi, that tunnel where this incident took place, the same name it has been given, Nafaq-e Hadi. Nevertheless, they reached the area of Qudayd. Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anhu contextualized this. Understand this. This is an interaction of maximum half an hour to 1 hour. The effect of the jamal, the effect of the beauty, the effect of the physical presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allama Suyuti rahimahullah mentions it beautifully. He says, Lam yakun jamaluhu min jinsil jamali dunyawi faqad, bal kana nuran rabbaniyan tansharihus lahu sudur wa talinu bihi al-qulub. He says, the beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not just a physical beauty, but it was nuran rabbaniyan. It was a spiritual light. A spiritual light would emanate from the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As a baby, a Jew runs around in Makkah Mukarramah. This incident is mentioned in Suyuti's Khasaisul Kubra. Runs around in a panic. Was a child born last night? They say yes. Is his father alive? They say no. They say yes. I'm not referring to that child. Was a child born last night whose father is not alive? Finally, he's pointed to the grandson of Abdul Muttalib. Newborn baby just looks at the jamal, the beauty, the illumination, the spirituality emanating from this child and on the lips of this Jew of that time. Waylun li bani Israel. Laqad kharajat an-nubuwwatu minha wa rahtum biha ya ma'shar Quraysh. Wallahi la yastawanna bikum bihim satwatan yadhharu amruha fi al-sharq wal gharb. Halakat, destruction to the Bani Israel. Nubuwwat has left you forever. Mubarak to you, Quraysh. Pointing to that child, the nur and the light of this child will light up the east and the west of the entire world. Abu Huraira, ma ra'aytu shay'an ahsana min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka'anna shamsa tajri fi wajhihi wa idha dhahika yatala'lau fil judur. He said, I have never seen anything more beautiful than the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was as if the sun would shine from his face. And when my Nabi would smile, the nur of his smile could be seen on the wall in front of him. Abdullah bin Salam, Jewish scholar of Medina, famous Jewish scholar. I heard that the one who claims he's the Nabi of Allah has come to Medina. He's giving his first khutbah. He says, all of Medina gathered. They were curious. Irtajanna. He said, I also gathered. Falamma nadartu ila wajihi tabayyantu anna wajahu laysa bi wajhi kadhab. He said, when my gaze fell upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mere dil ne yaqeen kar liya, this conviction entered my heart. This is not the face of a liar. This is the face of a Nabi of Allah. Nuran Rabbaniyan. If there was true talab in the heart, tan sharihu lahu sudur wa talinuhu lahu al-qulub. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha describes one occasion. She said, walnan nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustaqbil al-Kaaba. My Nabi was facing the Kaaba. He raised up his hand. Allahumma zid baytaka hadha tashreefan wa takreeman wa ta'zeeman wa mahaba wa zid من حجه أو اعتمره تشريفا وتكريما وتعظيما وبرا. Oh Allah, enhance, increase your house in honor, in dignity, in awe, in splendor. Increase every one of those who will visit your house in honor, in dignity, in splendor, in your obedience. And then Aisha says, Kana Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustabshiran. After making this dua, the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lit up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy. Look at the description, our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha. Allahu Akbar, my Allah has highlighted this in the Quran. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. Oh, the wives of the Prophet, there are no women like you. There are no women like you. An-Nabi awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. The Nabi has a greater right over you than your own life. Wa azwajuhu, Khadija, Aisha, and the rest of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ummahatuhum, they are your mothers. Look at what our mother says. My Nabi made this dua, mustabshiran. His face lit up in happiness. What does she say? Ka'annahu waraqatu mushaf. She said, it reminded me of a gleaming page of the Quran. It reminded me of a gleaming page of the Quran. And then such intelligence, despite her young age, that Allah blessed her with. She said at that time, ذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَ أَبِي الْكَبِيرَةِ الْهُزَلِي وَإِذَا نَذَرْتُ إِلَىٰ أَسِرَّةِ وَجِهِ بَرِقَتْ كَبَرْقِ الْعَارِضِ الْمُتَهَلِّلِ. The poem, a poet of the days of Jahiliyyah, what does he say? When I saw the lines of his face, it was flashing like a rain cloud flashes in the darkness. The effect of the physical beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kana nuran rabbaniyan, it was a nur from Allah. Look at how it affects Atiqa bint Khalid al-Khuzaiya, Umm Ma'bad al-Khuzai radiyallahu anha. Look at how her heart is affected by the nur of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this small group, this family was known for their mehman nawazi. But her husband, Abu Ma'bad Khuzai, had gone out. He had taken the sheep. There was only one sheep left behind. One goat left behind. This goat was past its sell-by date. Shatun K could not even go. So weak. That is why it was there. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, do you have anything to present? We are musafir. She says, I have nothing. Notices the goat. Points to the goat. Do you give me permission, an ahlubha, to milk this goat? She says, go ahead, but there is nothing there. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand on this goat. I am digressing. What is the effect? What is the effect of this mu'jiza? What is the effect of this miracle? What is the effect of this interaction? That it is said, Allama Ibn al-Qayyim in his Zadul Ma'ad, other mu'arrikheen reliably report this incident, that after this interaction, there was a voice that even the kuffar of Makkah heard, Sautun yasma'unahu. But la yaroon al qail, they couldn't see who was saying it. It was a jinn. Such was the effect. Jazallahu rabbun nas khayr al jaza. Rafiqain halla khaymata ummi ma'badi. Salu ukhtakum an ash-shati wal ina. Fa innakum in tas'aluna ash-shata shashhadu. Faqad faza man amsa rafiq Muhammadi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few of the couplets. This voice rose up in Makkah Mukarrama. May Allah, the Rabb of humanity, grant the best of return to the two friends, Abu Bakr and Rasulullah, Rafiqain, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companion, Abu Bakr, Halla khaymata Ummi Ma'badi. When they entered the tent of Ummi Ma'bad, what happened in this interview? interaction, فَقَدْ فَازَ مَنْ أَمْصَى رَفِيقُ مُحَمَّدِ. She accepted Islam. How honored she is, how successful she has become, who has become the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Ma'bad Khuzai. After this, when she would refer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was the effect of the natural beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon her, that she wouldn't say Rasulullah, she would say Mubarak. Mubarak. She would call Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this name, Mubarak, the blessed one. Like the poet says, Salu ukhtakum ani shati wal ina. Ask your sister Umm Ma'bad about the goat and about the container. Fa innakum in tas'alu shata. Because even if you speak to that goat will give shahadat to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Touched it, its udders filled up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested a container. Not just any container, he said, bring the biggest container you have. Umm Ma'bad looks for the biggest container. She presents it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire container is full. First he gives Umm Ma'bad to drink. Then the companions. Then Abu Bakr, Amir bin Fuhaira, Abdullah bin Uraiqit. And finally last, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself drinks. We learn, Sayyidul Qawmi Khadimuhum. The leader of a nation is the one who makes their khidmat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this practically, this quality of khidmat. Then, once they have all drunk, ask for another, takes the container, touches the udders, it fills up again, presents it to Umm Ma'bad, give this to your husband when he returns, and this kafla sets off towards Madinah Munawwara. Abu Ma'bad Khuzai returns that evening, container full of milk, brought the other goats. He says to her, where did this come from? She points towards the goat. What are you talking about? Ra'aytu sahiba Quraysh. I saw someone from the Quraysh. I saw a youngster. Abu Ma'bad says, Sifihi li. Describe this youngster to me. Describe this youngster to me. When she gives this description, he says, Hada wallahi sahibu Quraysh alladhi dhukiru min amrihi ma dhukiru. فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَصْحَبَنَّ لَهُ وَلَأَبْلَغَنَّ إِلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ سَبِيلًا. Such is the effect of this description. How long was the interaction? Half an hour, 45 minutes. Just a few minutes. Was she some scholar, school, university, had some degree? No. An ordinary elderly woman, a Bedouin who lived in a desert for the entire life. This was the effect of the Jamal of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ra'aytu rajulan zahir al wada'a, ablaj al wajh, hasan al khalq, wasimun qasim, lam tu'ibhu thujla, lam tuzri bihi sa'la, fi aynayhi daj. وفي أشفاره غطب وفي صوته سحل وفي عنقه سطع وفي لحيته كثافة أزج أقرن أكحر أحول إن صمت فعلاه الوقار وإن تكلم سماه وعلاه البهاء أجمل الناس وأبهاهم من بعيد أحسنهم وأحلاهم من قريب حلو المنطق فصل لا نذر ولا هزر كأن منطقه خرزات نظم يتحدرنا ربعة لا تقتحمه عين من قصر ولا تشنوه من تور فغصن بين غصنين فهو أنظر الثلاثة منظرا وأحسنهم قدرا له رفقاء يحفون به إن قال استمعوا لقوله وإن أمر تبادروا إلى أمره محفود محشود لا عابس ولا مفند الله أكبر. There is no language that can do justice to describing. Time already is running out. Just a few aspects of the description. Drown yourself in the beauty, in the Jamal of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Connect yourself with every aspect of the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our link to our Nabi is his sunnah, his way of life, his dard, his pain, his cry. He said, my example for my ummat. My ummat is running towards Jahannam. I am holding one person to save them from Jahannam. Kehna ke main aashiq e rasool aasan hai. Ask ourselves, how many of us are fulfilling this description of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا ظَاهِرَ الْوَضَاءَ. I saw a man. Literal translation, radiant, shining face. أَبْلَجَ الْوَجْ. Noor illuminating from his face. حَسَنَ الْخَلْقِ. One translation, beautifully created. مُعْتَدِدُ الْخَلْقِ. Badim badin mutamasik. Another translation, beautiful akhlaq and character. Like Allama Ghazali rahimahullah says, khalaqallahu jasadan nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam akmalul ajsad kama khalaqa khuluqahu akmalul akhlaq fahuwa fakanat tam fi surah wa fi sira. Allah created Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam externally with the most beautiful body, internally with the most perfect and complete of akhlaq and character. Fakana huwa tam, he was perfection, he was the eclipse, he was the height, he was the culmination, not just in external beauty but in internal beauty also. Wasimun qasim. Allahu Akbar. We need one whole Juma just to explain what this word means. One word that she used. Wasimun. Beauty is such that its effect fades. Even the beauty of Sayyidina Yusuf Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Atiya shatr al-hasan. My Nabi said half the beauty of humanity was given to Yusuf alayhi salam. But his beauty didn't have this quality. What quality? That beauty, the effect fades. You look one time, second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. Eventually it's not so beautiful. You'll start looking elsewhere. The beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that if you looked at him, he appeared beautiful. If you looked a second time, he appeared even more beautiful. As you looked, the beauty increased. Wasimun. Qasim. Qasim. Sometimes you say, what a beautiful face. Oh, how well proportioned the body. Oh, look at the arms. Oh, look at, in other words, the beauty of one aspect stands out compared to the rest. Qasimun. From whichever direction you look, there was beauty. It was not that one section was more beautiful than the other. Wasimun qasim. Fi aynayhi daj. Lam tu'ibhu sajla. His stomach, his belly was not protruding. وَلَمْ تُزْرِ بِهِ سَعْلًا. Nor was his face disproportionate. لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْمُطَهَّمْ وَلَا بِالْمُكَلْثَمْ وَكَانَ فِي وَجْهِ التَّدْوِيرِ. He had a rounded face of moderate size. Not too large, because that is aib. Not too small, but moderate size. فِي عَيْنَيْهِ دَاجْ. There was a contrast in his eyes. The black was very black. The white was very white. Akhar akhwar. There were red lines in the whiteness of his eyes. Akhal, without putting surma, it would appear as if he already had surma. Azaj akran. Allahu Akbar. Look at this description. She describes even the eyebrows. She says the eyebrows were arched, beautifully formed, a sign of beauty. In the riwayat of Umm Mabah, she says, Akran, they met in the center. In the riwayat of Hind bin Abi Hala, Azajjul Hawajib, Min Ghairi Qarnin, Bainahuma Irkun, Yudirruhul Ghadab. In another riwayat of Hind bin Abi Hala, he said that the eyebrows were not meeting. She said it met. Ulama explained this. They say the hair in the center was very, very thin. In travel, in safar, because of the desert sand, it would become visible. That is why Umm Ma'bad saw it. But the end, when it was bright and he was not on safar, it was no longer visible. That is what Hind bin Abi Hala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw. Fi aynayhi daj, fi ashfarihi ghatab. His eyelashes were beautiful and long. Fi sawtihi sahal. There was a lyrical sound to the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fi unuqihi sata. His neck was elegant, proportionate and long and shining. Fi lihyatihi kathafa. His beard was full and dense. In samata. Fa'alahu al-waqar. When he was silent, waqar and dignity would cover him. Wa in takallama sama wa'alahu al-baha. And when my Nabi spoke, the noor and the light would rise up from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People would become overawed by the utterances of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajmalun nas wa abhaum min ba'id. If you saw him from the distance, sometimes you see somebody, looks very nice from far. When they come closer, you change your mind. His beauty, ajmalun nas wa abhaum min ba'id. If you saw him from a distance, it was prominent, overpowering. أحسنهم وأخلاقهم من قريب. As he became closer, it was sweet and beautiful. Like Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says, من رهاه بديهة هابه ومن خالته معرفة أحبه يقول نائته لم ترى مثله ولا بعده لم ترى قبله ولا بعده مثله. If you saw him from a distance, he would overawe you. As you interacted with him, naturally the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would overtake your heart. And the one who would describe him would say that before this and after this, I have never seen anything more beautiful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In samata fa'alahu al-waqar wa in takallama samahu wa'alahu al-bahar ajmalu an-nas wa abhaahum min ba'id ahsanuhum wa ajmaluhum min qareeb hulwul mantiq faslun la nazar wa la hazar ka'anna mantiqahu kharazatu nazmin yatahaddarna. There was a sweet logic to his utterances. He would not speak too much so that it would become tiresome, nor too brief that you fail to understand. His words were like when a necklace is broken, like pearls fall one after another. She says, كَأَنَّ مَنْتِقَهُ خَرَزَاتُ نَظْمٍ يَتَحَدَّرْنَا. As the words would come out of the lips of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was like pearls falling from a necklace. رَبَعَةٌ. He was of moderate height. لا تقتحمه عين من قصر ولا تشنوه من طول. He was not so tall that it would be a fault, nor so small that you would not take him, that you would look down upon him. He was of moderate height. له رفقاء يحفون به. He had companions around him. Look at how Umme Mabad even describes the effect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his companion. She says, إِنْ قَالَ إِسْتَمَعُوا لِقَوْلِهِ. When he would speak, they would listen attentively to what he had to say. إِنْ أَمَرَ تَبَادَرُوا إِلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. When he gave an instruction, they would run to fulfill the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, غُسْنٌ بَيْنَ غُسْنَيْنِ. Allahu Akbar. She says, he was a beautiful branch between other branches. فَهُوَ أَنْذَرُ الثَّلَاثَةِ مَنْذَرًا وَأَحْسَنُهُمْ قَدْرًا. He would stand out with his prominence, with his beauty. He would stand out. مَحْفُودٌ مَحْشُودٌ لَا عَابِسْ وَلَا مُفَنِّدْ. I'm cutting it short. مَحْشُودٌ مَقْدُومٌ. He was served. He was surrounded. He was honored. There was never a frown on his face. He was always smiling. Nor would he utter any frivolous or useless speech. When Abu Ma'bad Khuzai radiallahu ta'ala anhu hears this, Wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, this is the one. Whatever I have, Ummi Ma'bad, we will spend everything. La ashabanna bihi, till we become the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not a Rabiul Awwal question, my respected brothers. Every ummati, my Nabi said, every ummati will enter Jannat except the one who refuses, denies. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean that you have denied entry into Jannat? He said, Man ata'ani dakhal al-jannah. Obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make him your imam. Make him your role model. Follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man ata'ani dakhal al-jannah. You are a jannati on this earth. And the one who moves away from his sunnah and way of life has refused entry into Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.